Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen, Lamar doesn't take it lightly more than anybody, and no player on this team takes it lightly. I mean, we have conscientious guys, so that's what you do. You go back to work. You go back to work, and you get in there, and you practice, and you study it, and you work together to be as precise as you can. It was not a precise offensive performance in any way. You know, there was nothing precise about it. It was imprecise in every way, and we all know that. We're all not happy with it. You know, we're very disappointed by it. But you can't live in it. You got to move on and come out swinging the next time. I think if you watch the league, you'll see that that's very possible.
John Harbaugh, sounds like he was asked originally about Lamar Jackson, and said everybody has a bad day, but the reality is Lamar Jackson's had a bad month. You can spin the Viking stats and say he was a little better than things looked, but he was not good against Cleveland. He was not good against the Jets, and he was frankly awful Thursday night against Cincinnati. So with that in mind, how concerned are you about Lamar Jackson, and how confident are you that he can get back to anything close to what he was, say, a year ago?
Well, and maybe we put this to a poll. I mean, I think on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm like an 8.5.
Yeah.
Maybe an 8. I mean, he's so uniquely spectacular that you leave the door ajar, that there'll just be this sort of miraculous turnaround, and all of a sudden he'll look like Lamar from MVP years past, or even last year, which was inarguably his best season
yes.
ever. That can't be argued, and yet it wasn't an MVP season. I don't think physically we're at a point in the season where you can say, well, there's time to turn it around. Like, the games are starting to become more congested. The import of the games ratchets up. The intensity ratchets up. The weather is less conducive to staying loose and staying warm. So I think there's a lot of factors you could reasonably look at and say, yeah, I mean, they've had their bye. They had the period where they played, you know, twice in 3 weeks. Now it's starting to ramp up. I think you have to be really concerned. And like, the other thing is, there's not a single other individual on the offense who's having, like, take best season out of it, is having like one of their better seasons. Like, you could say Zay, he's only had three. Like, okay, maybe Zay. But Bateman's fallen off a cliff. Likely has had, I mean, it's been a nothing burger season for the most part, heightened by a ridiculous fumble over the weekend or Thursday night. Andrews is slowing down. No one on the offensive line's distinguished themselves. Ricard, I think, is still pretty banged up and is coming off a game where he's played the least since he came back. I mean, Derrick Henry, don't even get me started. Like,
he's going to rush for 1,000 yards, grading on a curve here.
So the thing is, like, if it was somebody other than Zay, who basically cleans up Lamar's messes, who catches, you know, catches lobs to the middle of the field and turns them into bigger gains.
D-hop?
Having a good D-hop season? Yeah. Stop.
It sort of gets to the question that we were asking a lot, especially when they started 1-5. Who's better year over year? And the only guy that you could argue is Zay Flowers, and we've seen him fumble with some regularity this season. But in terms of the Lamar Jackson of it all, yes, you have to be concerned because the injuries are piling up, and now it's not just affecting his running ability, that the accuracy is way off. It's so uncharacteristic for him, and NFL Next Gen Stats, they got completion percentage over expected. You look in this four-game stretch in which he's completed less than 60% of his passes, he's way in the negative. Negative 9.7 against Cincy, minus 3.1, minus 9.1, minus 16.3 against the Vikings. He's missing layups. Now, if I'm going to look at this with the glass half full perspective with Lamar, he was certainly a much more willing runner against the Bengals. I still think he's missing that final gear.
Yes.
And what does this look like with the extra days? I'm not expecting him to be fully healthy or anywhere close to that, but could this look a little bit better with the extra days coming off the Thursday?
I don't know if the pass means anything at this point. I'm hopeful, but I'm completely not confident. He is 20-3 in December for what that's worth. So he has played his best football in December.
But we could go and say he's always great in prime time.
Yes, and that
he's always great against the Bengals.
Sure.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Or evens at home in prime time.
Yes.
He never loses to the NFC.
Yeah. So like I said, I don't know that it means anything.
And I will say this, if we also want to look at historical context, he struggled against Pittsburgh.
Yes.
He's a bad Pittsburgh team.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
especially there.
Yes. And that's looming.
Yep.
So yeah, I think there's a lot of smart people there, including the guy who pulls the strings, Todd Monken. If this was an easy fix, we would start seeing signs of life. We would be able to say, okay, when Lamar came back, he plays the game against Miami. He says I'm 100%. He's nowhere near 100%. Now my spidey senses are tingling. But like even then, it's like, okay, well, maybe they could lean into quick passes and killing people in the slot. No, that didn't really happen. Well, okay, 2-3 weeks ago, maybe they'll ride the tight ends and they'll play a lot of 12 and 13 and they'll throw high percentage passes there and he'll throw jump balls to those guys and they'll run it through them. We haven't seen that happen. In fact, it didn't go so well that way that they decided to play, you know, more 11 than they played in forever this past week. And that was a disaster. So, like, I think if it was as simple as last year where they could just switch the knob, like, we want to go super heavy, we want to go super light, we want to go somewhere in the middle with personnel, like, it's the opposite of that. Now they can't find any real winning personnel groupings for them. So I think it's kind of deep-seated because Monken's not a silly guy. Like, this isn't Giro talking about a non-existent vault.
Yeah.
This guy's won different ways in the NFL and at college. And right now, he can't find a single way to win.
Let me ask you a question. And obviously, we'll have a lot of time to talk about the game Sunday. But as we sort of move away from this past week's games, anything at all the Ravens can glean from what they saw Buffalo do on Sunday
a lot of cutback runs. Yeah. I mean, a lot of inside zone.
Yeah.
I mean,
Derek Harmon will not play again this week for the Steelers. He's an interior defensive lineman. So, can they replicate any of that?
Well, I'd say this. I think they're going to get a different version of the Pittsburgh Steelers, Harmon or not. I
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
If they don't get the best of whatever they've got left here. So I don't think it's going to prove to be as simple as that. And there's a part of me that thinks even down two starters, it might still be a better Bills offensive line, all things considered.
Oh, the interior is much better.
And you really have to defend their quarterback in the run game all the time and the threat of that. Until Lamar proves otherwise, I don't really know that you have to do that here. I mean, I think we're at a different point in time than we've ever been before. Like, that's clearly not even secondary. It's tertiary. It's on the outskirts. Now, if the extra rest really does get Lamar over the hump, and if Lamar's legs become a thing, then that to me is the one way you could lead him out of this. But you kind of have to see it to believe it now.
Yeah, I think to state the obvious, you got to lean into the ground game, but also with that, lean into play action as well, because even with this subpar season that Lamar has had, he still is the best quarterback in the NFL when it comes to play action. The numbers bear it out. 47 of 58, 791 yards, 7 touchdowns and a pick. I think you have to lean into those two things.
Massive Tuesday show. We get started guest-wise. Orioles have a new closer. His name's Ryan Helsley. And what's next for the Orioles? We'll ask IA Hall of Famer. Covers the O's for the Baltimore Sun, Jacob Calvin Meyer. 2:30. Big charity event. Bubba coming up December 6th. We have a special guest joining us at 3 o'clock about that.
Probably.
Yeah. Hopefully. It seems to be that's going to happen. But I don't want to put the cart before the horse. So we'll find out at 3 o'clock.
You'll know when we know.
Yes. For sure. 4 o'clock. Brian Wacker, how confident is he that this team can get things turned around? He covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Sun. He joins us at 4. And Tim Murray usually joins us on Wednesday, but we're going to be at Towson tomorrow, so it's a heavy guest show with Towson playing Cornell. So Tim Murray's going to join us today. We'll get his thoughts on best bets for conference championship weekend, Lane Kiffin, the playoffs, and everything college football.
Yeah, the more I think about this Lane Kiffin thing, man. Like,
what an ass. Like,
and,
really?
And you know what? Shame on LSU, too. You all couldn't have waited a couple weeks? Stop. And don't give me recruits this or that. You're going to sign this guy to a 15-year deal.
Like, the whole with him playing the victim
years,
part of this is incredible.
Ugly.
It's incredible.
Him and Willard.
Yeah. Yeah. Bald right? Rat. He's got a lot of bald rat in him. It's like I wanted to coach the kids.
I'm old enough to remember this guy couldn't win at FAU. And now he's the genius that we're going to blow up. Another program for? Stop.
I was reminded he was fired by Nick Saban a week before the national championship game as offensive coordinator, and now we're here.
Publicly humiliated. He's been publicly humiliated in three different places.
Yeah. So, alas, Lane Kiffin's the coach at LSU.
And I mean, if you weren't old enough to remember, just Google Al Davis, Lane Kiffin, and projector.
Yeah, that was fun.
Pulled
remember
out
that?
The projector. Oh, I remember it. Yeah.
When we were in grade school, they had that. You're too young, and so is Ben. The whole thing where you put the paper.
Teacher would put their notes on, like, the
white. We had that.
Did you? Yeah, because
Al Davis did a dissertation when he fired Lane Kiffin on a projector.
He pulled it out. It was great. Yeah. Well, that's fun. Coming up next, though, and we talked a little about this yesterday. But what is this defense going to look like? We saw a little in the second half against Joe Burrow. This defense, really good against bad quarterbacks. What is it going to look like against playoff caliber quarterbacks? Jason has something to say about it next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.